Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, Saturday night on the 20th of December. A few more days left till Christmas. We've got some tremendous discounts over at Paradigm. So those of you that haven't got everything bought yet for your gifts, come on over and see us. We're at 1-800-729-2603. As promised, we're going to continue on with the seminar tape here at BBS Radio. Had a few technical difficulties, but I think we got it going now.
I would take a tablespoon of
this. It's a continuation.
Salt, don't take this salt you buy in the store. If you want to test salt, if you take Morton's table salt and put it in a glass of water, it will not go in the solution. Kosher salt will go in. If you buy kosher salt from the store, but I don't recommend that you use kosher salt, and I'll tell you why. It's because it doesn't have all the trace minerals in it.
How about if you've just gone to a salt mine and you have your salt? No.
The only salt that's fit for human consumption is sea salt. Now what the cells, I'll tell you how the cells do it. They have a pond like this. Now this is the way nature creates salt, and it has to be done according to the laws of nature. And the cells are the only ones that know how to do this. I know how they do it because I have a book that shows you. I have a book written by a guy that works in one of the farms. It's written in French. What it does is it tells you how they create salt. And this is according to cosmic law. This is according to the laws of nature. What they do is they have a pond that goes like this. And what it does is it runs in a figure eight. And you're talking thousands of acres of land, of salt marshes. And what happens is a storm front comes in, and it's going to rain. See, what happens is the salt has to sit out of brine, which is water and sea salt. What happens is the ultraviolet radiation from the sun evaporates the water off the salt, and what it leaves is a perfect cubical crystalline structure, a perfect cube. Cube is formed by solar evaporation, which is ultraviolet radiation. And what happens is when a storm front comes in, and water is going to drop on these salt marshes to interfere with the solar evaporation, what happens is the salt, because the salt's interchanging, the salt's giving off gases. There's 9 inert gases in Celtic sea salt. And what these gases do is they go up into the atmosphere, and what it causes is the storm front to move this way. And none of this water interferes, it doesn't rain to interfere with the solar evaporation process. So what they do is they go out there with a wooden hole, and they scrape off all this salt, and they pile it in piles like this. They put it here on these little islands. These are little inlets here. And the water flows in a figure eight. What this, actually this should be over here like this. This should be extended out here. Because what it does is it goes like this. It weaves in and out like this in a figure eight. There's a company in California called Mega. I'm surprised that they haven't gone after these people. Because what they're doing is they're opening up a clinic down in Mexico. And what they're doing is you can go down there and get an intravenous feeding. You can cure any malady within. Like a woman had cholera, she went to Renee Quinton, and he gave her an intravenous feeding of saline serum. See, saline serum is the life force in the body. It's called the water of life in the scriptures.
So where can you get the salt? Through what company?
It's called the Salt and Grain Society, and they're in Magahalia, California. This, you spell that Magahalia.
Yeah. That's too bad, but
you see,
Fred.
Of course.
Question, sodium chloride and sodium, like when you get it to restaurants, you like the soda sauce. Is that the sodium you were talking about?
No.
That's okay. Not how you want
it. Did you know that they brought the pie bomb on Hiroshima, that all the people that had a lot of sodium chloride in the body reflected lots of radiation because of the cubicle. What it did is maintain cubicle radiation. And remember, radiation cannot penetrate the cubicle. Waves, waves, this is what radiation is for, with the wave pressure fields in the current. Cannot penetrate the cube. What they do is they reflect off of it. And so what the body does is instead of absorbing radiation, what it does is it reflects it off.
Right, and we're talking sodium chloride then is a salt, which is not regular. It has nothing to do with any regular salt or soy sauce or
anything on the market. There's only one company in the world that imports this. They have the sole importing line because they go over there every year and talk to these salt farmers. The ancient Celts, the Celts, which came out of Ireland. All this knowledge came from Ireland.
What the old homeopathic remedies prepared themselves too, aren't they?
Well, before the FDA got a hold of it, see what they do is now they set up homeopathic according to USP standards. The USP standards is US Pharmacopoeia. And what US Pharmacopoeia does is they maintain 2% purity standard. What they say is that 98% of the trace metals are impurities, so we're going to remove them. Because in order to market it, put it out on the market, you've got to have purity. So what they're doing is they're selling it to the public on the guise that they're purifying it. Isn't that the biggest bunch of garbage you ever heard? You know what they're doing with this 93% of the trace minerals? They're selling these trace minerals to the industry and making money off of it. 93% of the salt industry is based on sale of trace minerals. And I'll tell you, two of the most important trace minerals. This mineral right here is the philosopher's stone that these master alchemists, Paracelsus, knew this. Paracelsus could do biological transmutation. He could transmute lead to gold, mercury to gold by using sodium chloride. He knew this, but he never told anybody this. It was never revealed to the public because this is a secret among the doctors. Doctors will not tell a person this. This is the most important element in nature right here, magnesium chloride. And the only salt that has that in it is sulfur sea salt. That's the ATCP pump, the neosine triphosphate pump, that pumps calcium out of it. So you know what calcium does when the bonding breaks down? Calcium has a matrix, just like hydrogen carbon. The calcium bonding breaks down, the calcium goes into disillusionment, and it calcifies, goes into the tissues, and the soft tissues and heart tissues of the body, and it calcifies. It causes bone spurs on the bone, and it causes calcification. This is what hardening of the arteries is. Due to dehydration. Because there's not enough water to maintain the matrix of the calcium bond. See, calcium has bonding just like hydrogen does. Hydrogen is bonded in the body, and when it's bonded, it's cubical. When it's cubical, it's dodecahedron. Just like this. This is what dodecahedron looks like. And that's exactly what the Earth's grid field looks like. And you're connected to the Earth's grid field. So when you become dehydrated, the Earth becomes dehydrated. When you become unbalanced, because all the electrical poles are connected. And what happens is there's a radiative and gravitational shift of the wave, contraction-wise and expansion-wise, because of unbalance. Nature always, this is why when you become unbalanced, you affect every piece of matter in the universe. Expansion-wise and expansion-wise, because of unbalance. Nature always, this is why when you become unbalanced, you affect every piece of matter in the universe. Every piece of matter in the universe shifts to compensate for your unbalance. And the reason we have low electrical potential down here is because of negative thinking. The thought rings are ellipsoid instead of if everybody would get together and think spherical, the Earth would stand upright. The 23.5-degree angle would become upright like this. It would be on center with the sun's equator, and their consciousness level would go like this, and these aliens would evaporate. They would crawl back into the woodwork from which they came. So every time you raise your consciousness, you're raising the consciousness of every piece of physical matter in the universe. When you raise your electrical potential in the body, you're raising the electrical potential of every piece of physical matter in the universe. And everybody asks me, well, what can I do? I'm just one person. I says, raise your electrical potential. Because the brain is electrical. Thinking is an electrical process. That's why electricity doesn't exist. When you stop thinking, if universal mind ever stopped thinking, all physical matter in the universe would evaporate. But see, people become, it's not what you eat, it's what you drink. I can show you people that are 100 years old. If you take water, and if you have sufficient water, volume, and sodium in the body, you can eat anything you want.
Oh, yeah?
Because what water does is it breaks up toxins. People go on fast. I got two people that I treated. They went on a fast, and what they did is all these poisons and toxins collected in the system because they were dehydrated. What you do when you go on a fast is you dehydrate yourself if you don't drink water.
Tell me what happens when they smoke tobacco and drink coffee. Explain that to them a little bit, how those poisons work in the body.
Well, caffeine is what caffeine does is it acts as a diuretic. And what as soon as you start, the first thing people tell me is when I tell them they're dehydrated, is the first thing they tell me is, oh no, I'm not dehydrated. You're wrong. I'm not dehydrated. And I said, okay, what do you drink every day? Well, I have 6 cups of coffee in the morning, and I drink two bottles of 8 ounce bottles of soda pop and of Coca-Cola in the afternoon. And then I top that off with 4 or 5 cans of beer. And what they're doing is, what alcohol does in the body is it acts as a diuretic. It's just like take Lysak. Lysak is a $300 a bottle, and what it does is it's a diuretic. And these doctors are charging $300. I said, why don't you just open up your veins and get rid of yourself? I said, if you want to commit suicide, I said, do it knowingly. Don't do it because you lack knowledge. If you want to kill yourself, just do it. Go out there and jump off a cliff with a rope around your neck. It's not the fall that kills you, it's the sudden stop. People are committing suicide. What you're doing, every death is a suicide. Read Sonia, she's absolutely right. It's a book called Loving Relationships, Sandra Locke. She wrote a book, and she went out with 6 highway patrolmen from California, out here in California, from Sacramento. Went out with them. She says in 6 months, all these officers were going to be dead. What you do is you program yourself for death. All deaths are suicide. What people do is they go out and consciously commit unconsciously. You got to study Russell. Russell takes all the bull BS out of all this stuff. There's no such thing as an unconscious person. I can knock you out and you're still fully conscious. There's no such thing as being unconscious. Consciousness is always conscious. It never changes its consciousness. What it does is it fades into the background and becomes inoperative because it doesn't have a vehicle to function in. The consciousness is very subtle. It needs a vehicle to function in this plane. Now, the first root rays had helium bodies, and consciousness didn't have to have form to function. And carbon started at the second root race, which is the Hyperboreans. Then you had your Lemurians, then Atlanteans, and the Atlanteans came in, were 20 feet tall. That's why I was one of the original Atlanteans from Syria. They came from Sirius, and they built the pyramids. They used sound to build the pyramids. So you can do anything. And the science of the future, the medicine of the future, is going to be based on sound. I have a tape that you guys ought to sit down and listen to. And what it does is, you've never asked Lucille. It's the most powerful tape she's ever heard. Your pineal gland will vibrate almost. It will almost leave your head. I'll guarantee you. She was upstairs. The lady lives upstairs. She came down here and she said, my pineal gland is about ready to leave my head.
That's the most stagnant organ in the body, almost.
Oh yeah. That's the third eye.
That's the death part. The whole rest of the system.
Did you know that? You know what the pineal gland is? It's a circadian indigenous oscillator. You know what that means? That's what creates the illusion of time. What it's doing is measuring wave reflection. You know why it does? Because it's the matrix of the central nervous system.
The pyramid synchronizes the pineal gland with time perfectly. When you wear it on your head, it puts you in the perfect synchronicity with time. A lot of times people get a headache and we're in pyramid because it's detoxing the brain and the liver simultaneously. And it creates a rhythm. You know, when people go into absolute perfect rhythm, their body starts shedding off so many toxins in the brain with the pyramid. You know, we did a study with over 1,000 people wearing pyramid, 1,000 of them. They all had the same results from smoking and doing drugs and alcohol. They started detoxing. When they finished the process, which takes about 2 years, we produce all those cells after wearing pyramid every single day. Their mind was clearer than it was when they were children. Instantaneous clarification.
See, what they're doing is pyramid is a transmitter and a receiver. It's a corner. In radar, it's called a corner receiver. And the inside, the three inner planes of the cube look like this. That's a two-dimensional drawing of the three inner planes. What these do is, what the outside corner of the cube is this corner here in reverse. If you take this corner like this and lay it over like this, it looks like this. That's why they multiply. That's what a 33rd degree master mason is. A 33rd degree mason is a person that understands the nine octaves of physical matter. That's why they call them 33rd degree man. Because how do you form nine octaves? By multiplying, by multiplication. And how does nature do that? It does it on an octave keyboard, if you want to use music. Now what it does in the carbon octave, which is the fourth octave, what you do is you start out with lithium. And I'll draw this out like on a wave, what it looks like on a wave. See, it goes like this. And what you have lithium here. That's the first potential. Then you have beryllium.
It's also the way the spaceships work for the grays, by the way. You know, the same reaction you're going through.
That's boron, and here's carbon up here on the wave amplitude. Now on this side of the wave, this is plus one here. This is plus two. These aliens know all this. This is why it's imperative that you understand this.
And they use it against people.
Yeah.
They use their propulsion systems into the Earth's field in a reverse way. But the Pleiadians don't do that, but the grays do it. It becomes very destructive.
They do what now?
The principles. If you look at the principles of the way their ships work, the way they create the beryllium reaction from lithium, breaking it down, that energy of a gray ship creates a negative wave on the planet, on the Earth.
Oh, yeah.
And this then releases what's called astral vampirism, wherein when these ships exhibit this characteristic within the geometry, close geometry of the Earth, it creates astral vampirism, releasing negative energies from the fourth dimension into this dimension. And this is where the negativity is coming from. And these become aberrations. And they're becoming more and more visible now because the vibratory rate of consciousness is changing all the time. It's increasing. So the negative energy is also increasing along with it, but it's becoming visible because of the action of the grays, allowing us to come into the fourth dimension. Normally, these are trapped. And during the full moon cycle, the first 2 weeks of the full moon, are when these entities are released. During the new moon cycle, the natural process in the air starts to draw back. And Pleiadian technology takes into consideration the cycle and the work within the limitations of the cycle. That's what that Omnium is all about right there. If you look at the Omnium, which is painted below the pyramid, you're forced, your visual action is forced to be drawn into that. So it draws in negativity. But then it draws in negativity in that crystal, starts vibrating at a high rate of speed and changes it and processes the negative consciousness into a high electromagnetic field that relates to all the minerals in the body. That's what the Omnia. This is what Snyati gave us in 1981. It's a very sophisticated device that they hang underneath there. Very active during the full moon cycle, those 2.5 weeks. The other 2.5 weeks, it just sits there and it's basically useless of the moon. Like right now, the Omnia is useless. I mean, it's pretty something to look at, but during the full moon, it just starts kicking ass, and then we have to. Ground, if you look at the one that had in the living room, just a big groundware was up the ceiling outside and it was stake in the ground. You know, I'll get into more assistance, but I'm just kind of verifying what you're saying there.
Okay, see, on the element side, this is lithium, beryllium, and boron, and carbon. And what this does is fluorine is a gas with lithium, oxygen forms beryllium, and nitrogen is boron. See, what elements do in the octave wave scale, they form in pairs. You have a positive, this is your first positive plane, which is one. This is its position on the gyroscopic plane. If you go up to the third octave, you find that the third octave, which is wave amplitude, which is a perfect cube. See, hydrogen is hexagonal. I have a picture, Russell took a picture. He had a laboratory blow up a tungsten molecule, which is tungsten is a very powerful
metal. And what they did is they blew it up 2 million times, magnified it 2,700,000 times. And what they have is a perfect hexagon. You can see the water crystals in tungsten. See, everything is 85% water. As it is up above, so it is down below. 85% hydrogen. And what these aliens are doing is dehydrating everything. They're dehydrating you. Who do you think runs all these Coca-Cola bottling companies that produce all these soft drinks? They're heretics to get you...
It's cocaine out of Coca-Cola in 1928. that was what they had. They put caffeine in instead. Cocaine comes from the word mama coca, which was a mahatma, which is a misuse of the third ray. It's totally third ray. If you take cocaine in its natural form as a plant, it becomes a healing energy to the body occasionally in South America. But see, up here it's totally abused and used the wrong way.
Huh. Okay. Is there any questions? Does everybody understand it?
What are those words under carbon? I guess.
Oh, this is fluorine, oxygen, and nitrogen.
No.
Okay. Hey, Dean, have you written this stuff up as you're presenting it yet in any form? I wish you'd write this up because in my new book I'd like to incorporate this. This is a very nice chemical explanation of how our system technologies work, which I usually don't give. It's another voice saying the same thing. I like your style. You know, so if you write this up, I'll put it in my book.
See, this is where you want to be up here. Yeah. This is where the cube is.
Yeah, see, all of distortion, you know, if you take like when I was sticking the glue in somebody's face, and then they tested weak with muscle testing, the carbon atoms distort. Immediately, the geometry of the carbon atoms distorts. When that geometry distorts, DNA collapses. And so the oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen can't marry itself any longer in the cellular destruction. And that's the beauty of the receptor. When you wear the receptor, it prevents that distortion. You're still going to handle that gas from that glue, that toxic toxicity is going through your body. But now, the geometry is not being distorted by toxicity any longer, and your body can process. Because we've got a process. That's the beauty of the nuclear receptor.
That's why people are aging. It's because they're distorting the Q pattern.
Yeah.
That's why Russell says, if you don't understand the invisible universe, you can't understand the visible. You see how when you explain the visible, the invisible? Because the invisible is controlling the visible universe. And when they manipulate the invisible universe, you manipulate the effect. You control effect with cause.
And the other thing about the Pleiadians, what they define as time and the presence of energy and its color, is coloration and its sound configuration. And so in the morning, the hydrogen atom is polarized to red, fires off the pineal gland, will get out of bed and will do something, and violet. And at night when the sun sets, violet is there to shut down the physical system and go into the spiritual consciousness. And that's what the system was all about last night. And the systems that we have, like you guys were writing last night, is enhancing that. But everything is motion, everything's in color. The chakras are always changing color. There is no set color for chakras like people try to define in New Age.
Right.
Totally erroneous. And one way that there's a similarity of chakras, and they start out red at the top and violet at the bottom, that changes immediately. And your personality determines your polarity of your colors. So if people are night people, are polarized and violet, so the chakras are violet all over the place at night, you know. This is a shift you have to get in touch with, and this is where what death is losing touch of the shift. And the whole world, everything that you eat, almost all processed foods, every sound that you hear, unless it's a sound of nature, is contradictory to the natural progression of the hydrogen atom through the daily life.
Okay, let me do this real fast. This in music, this is how you reproduce helium. Helium is the keynote. In music, the keynote, every note in music contains the keynote. The keynote never leaves music. He'll bear. He understands. The keynote of helium is C note. It goes C, D, E, F, G. And then what it does is, when it gets up to the fourth octave, which is right here, this is the zero point. This is the zero point that everybody talks about. It reverses itself. It goes G, F, E, D, C. Now if I use Do, Re, Mi, it goes Do is a keynote, Re, Mi, Fa, Fa, and then this is Sol. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol. And then it goes Sol, Fa, Mi, Re, Do.
Pleiadian sound signatures, their ships, are keynoted in E and are keynoted in G. These are the two main signatures in Pleiadian music, E and G.
Okay, this is red, violet. This is red. I'm doing this from memory, so I'm trying to get this is orange. This is yellow, and this is white. This is white here. And this is, I believe this is blue here, green, and this is blue violet over here.
See, it's green, yeah. You got it right, yeah.
Blue violet, that's what Russell draws all this out.
He draws the cone rings out. The ring
has been a pretty damn good contactee at the turn of the century. I knew Tesla was getting this information from extraterrestrials, but I thought it was Venusian, you know, the way he presented it and a lot of this stuff.
He was getting it from Russell. Does everybody understand?
Noticed last night, I always get a kick out when I'm running the lasers, because the lasers, what the laser does, it brings the astral energy right down the physical plane when it strikes forth. And I noticed in different songs, Atlantis, how people behave. And you can see, I had total control of that entire group last night, even though there was all kinds of people there at night from the seminar, originally. Get total control. And at the last song, everybody thought, oh my God, a whole hour has gone by. It's kind of drawn out. And I hit it with that last song, which is called Rishi, which has these drums and a chip on it. You hear the Bigfoot, it was boom, boom, boom. You hear the grrrr. That was the drum and a chip recorded directly on tape by Liara. That was not done with a synthesizer. That was done with a piece of blank tape laid on the platform. The Andromedans beamed their energy right into it, and that's the opening of that tape, Rishi. And then we use the Tibetan, we use the tabla, you know. And then Michael has this guitar tune and some chords that you don't normally hear. And I played the synthesizer. When I played that last song, the whole audience, even though I'd been laying there for a while, was totally amped. You notice how and nobody, when the last note, the last song stopped, nobody wanted to stop. They wanted to go on forever. That's Pleiadian technology. That's Pleiadian. And you were right into the vortex.
Mm-hmm.
All that first part of that song, Atlantis, which is all through the water, was clearing out your chakras. But it starts out slow. You heard the dolphins in the second song. You got into that next song where I remember I took the crystal and I broke down the seven colors of the rainbow right on the laser light with a macro. You know that starts to mirror your light body with your sound body. Everything I was doing in there was for a reason. It wasn't just something that I spontaneously do. That's been planned for about 10 years, that show. And when people get to the end of it, they don't want it to stop. They want it to go on forever. And that's what it's supposed to be, you know. It's eternity. And that's the way, when you ride in a Pleiadian ship, and they play that kind of music inside there, and you look it out and watch that horizon move somewhere below the speed of light, it's awesome. And that last night, a little taste of what it's all about.
The keynote is the color of black. Black contains all the colors of the rainbow. The black hole is where reality is. If you want to look, here's what reality really is. It looks like this.
Hey, Gene, you know where a black hole? You know, I mean, this is something a lot of people don't know. You know, when something is flawed into a black hole, you know where it comes out? In a cell called the amphiblioria, which is the seed, it's a form of seed. When energy is transmitted and swallowed up in a black hole, it's transmitted into a seed. That's where the seed gets its energy. The seed is the most powerful food that you can eat. And it's the termination of energy swallowed up by a black hole. Pleiadians. Yeah, interesting.
Excuse me. I think we're losing 80% of the group is really hungry and wants to break for lunch. I think we still have like time after lunch too and everything.
That
so I think we need some energy here.
That's the circuit from the fourth dimension to infinity, right down here. Sorry. See? No. And what happens is the Earth's aura, you know, if you were to take the group of people we have in here and combine their aura frequencies, this would probably be a harmonious aura pattern, overall field pattern from the individualization all combined. But as soon as you step outside the door out in the street out there, you're going to get hit with the auric field of everybody else in town. Okay? And they're connected to everybody else all over across the country. Okay? And what happens is, when you have, remember I explained yesterday,
that when you have two or more people, you create the astral plane, right? Or you have a whole community of people, you create a whole astral plane of these entities. Okay, in a nation, you end up with a national aura, which they call, in this country, the spirit of America. And that spirit is an entity in itself. It is an entity into itself. It's a thinking creature into itself. The spirit of America is. If you look at the different chakra points within a nation, when the feedback comes from the astral plane to the chakra points in an area, it magnetically resonates through the blood, like we were talking about yesterday, because it's also magnetic. This affects chakras in the body, depending on the locale, and it goes into speech patterns. So that's why you'll have accents from different parts of the country, because it's the direct feedback of the magnetic moments, or the moments of energy, that are dropping into the consciousness of the person that's living in that area, the minerals. And remember, your body is what percent minerals?
5%.
5%, and it controls 95% of you. That's why it's important when you... So the next problem that we have, this is a normal thing. Each country in this world has an aura field, depending on the citizens of it, the summation of it, and the summation of all the countries in the world creates the Earth's aura field. Okay? But, unfortunately, the Earth's aura field is not harmonious. What's controlling this planet right now is not the same kind of energy as the combination of the people in this room. It's the opposite. It's a demonic energy. It's a destructive energy. It's called Gray's Hermit as the growth-resistant generation, quote-unquote. That's directly out of Gray's mouth. And so what happens is, this negative aura field that controls the Earth is out of synchronization with the aura field of the solar system. The solar system and all the planets and the sun are harmonious in the universe, but the Earth is a big cancer in the scheme of things because of its people. Okay? So now the Earth is rotating with the Earth around the Pleiades. It's coming into a more stellar influence, putting pressure on all the chakras and the endocrine glands and all the humans on the planet. And this pressure is negative. And so as a result of that, during certain planetary alignments, when usually during the full moon period, the Earth breaks down in frequency and sends tremendous energy down into the core of the sun. It's like the reverse of a black hole. When the core of the sun gets this negative energy rush from the Earth, it belches out what are called solar flares. These solar flares extend into space and create what's known as a solar wind. And when this hits the feedback on the aura fields of the Earth, people living on the Earth, it sends a negative energy down into the core of the Earth. The core of the Earth shifts violently. Comes out through the Teutonic action and creates earthquakes. Okay? That's where earthquakes come from. So, it was becoming necessary to change the frequency of the Earth. You have all these idiots living in Southern California and everywhere else with all these negative prophecies. The Andromedans came here and began a process called divine intervention, wherein they have gone into the moments and changed events. And there will be no big earthquake. There will be no cataclysms in California, now, ever, at any time. There will only be gradual shifts that we are experiencing. The night of the Northridge quake, which was January 17th at 4:31 in the morning, to be exact, was a quake created by Liara and her crew. We were told 2 hours in advance there would be a giant stabilizing shift. And if you ask my wife where she was at 4:31 in the morning, she'll tell you that she was laying on her back inside of our pyramid, fully wide awake, having been awakened by me at 4:15 in the morning. And she had one of these things right here shoved up into the back base of her spine so that she wouldn't go into a fear when the house started shaking. Okay. I had called several of my friends that night and told them that the Andromedans were working the vortex in the house. And when they work the vortex, the earth shakes. It's happened. This is the second time it's happened directly when we knew about it. You know, this time they specifically, if you look at the, in the living room where those speakers are, previous to that earthquake, I didn't have those two speakers mounted on the wall on the side where those flames are. I had some other speakers. That night, the Andromedans told me before the earthquake to remove them out of my house, which I did, and to take everything that was sitting on and put them on the floor so they wouldn't get damaged when the house shook. So this is divine intervention. And Liara told me that this was a friendly quake. I think only 40 people were killed, or 39 people were killed. Some loss of life was necessary. They chose Washington's birthday as a holiday. They chose 431 specifically because it is an 8. They chose the 17th of January because it was also an 8, and they were very concerned with numerology, and they knew that there would be a minimum loss of life. And if that quake hadn't happened, we would have had some serious quakes. Anyone that goes around trying to pull out portraits from Nostradamus and explain these prophecies of negative energy are total idiots and should be discarded. They're only manifestations of this dark force through screeching human mouths that are just trying to instill more terror on this planet. And you should not listen to them. You should laugh at them because they need to be laughed at. There is nothing to fear. The Andromedans made another intervention. They've done several things. In September of last year, I think it was seven years into the year 2000, they came down and they shifted the anima mundi frequency of the earth a half of 1 degree. This means that when you go to sleep at night and you align up to the aura field of the earth before the shift was made, instead of getting a negative charge off of the earth or a negative aura field, when they made this half a degree shift, when you go to sleep at night with the systems in this consciousness, you will start getting healthy sleep again. This only started a year ago. The opposite of that, because they have made this shift, this has created a radionic transfer, like when we wear this receptor and it creates an aura field down into your aura field. In other words, a perfect ray of clear light, depending on the color of the gem, going down into the aura field of a human to stabilize the hydrogen atom, which we've been working on. It's the exact same thing they did to the planet. They have actually made a receptor-like device which works through the vortexes. They have injected it through the 891 Santa Ana location, and those of you who saw those pictures in the new book I'm writing, was in the book, shows the vortex, how it works, how the system comes out of the earth, forms a dorji. The Dalai Lama has already acknowledged that that's what those systems do. The quad system does the same thing. The system 3 does a bigger dorji, a bigger field. And where you were last night is causing historical moments to happen worldwide. That is a historical place where I live. There have been many masters come there. The master that came there, the Rajput prince that I was talking about at lunchtime, lit those flames that you saw in there. There's never been shoes worn in that house since it was built, and those candles have never gone out since the Tibetan master lit them. They've been burning in there for 15 years. We just rotate the candles. We've never lost a flame up there. Okay? Sai Baba comes there. He's been seen in the house. He talks about our house in his ashram. Other masters have been there. A master by the name of Surinja Varoy. The way I got that house, it was a gift. And I had the ashram in 2401 Laurel Canyon with the master. I met a guy by the name of Alan Schwartz who was studying under Surinja Varoy. Surinja Varoy is the one that purified Haight-Ashbury in 1966 and started all the LSD movement, purified it, took them all the way through drugs and made the real estate value go up. When when Sorrento Roy was living here, he also, by the way, when he exited, I was present, he exited exactly the same way that Yogananda did, conscious exit of the body. He sat down, surrender thy heart, surrender thy soul into thy heart. There's a whole mantra that you use, and instantly go out of your body. That's how he transcended. He told Alan Schwartz, Alan Schwartz was one of the most powerful attorneys, practiced with Harry Weissman, Shapiro, all the ones you see in the news. They were all a band. They were all friends of mine. They were all into Father at that time. That's why these attorneys are so powerful. Now, they all studied under the same master. Alan Schwartz, when we disbanded the ashram, told me that I had to go back to Laguna Beach. And Father said that I had to go back to Laguna Beach. And I said, I want to go back to Laguna Beach. I want to rent a house. I don't want to own anything. I don't want to, this time I had renounced all material wealth in my life. And he says, I'm going to give you this house. You must accept it and you must live there. So I said, okay. So they gave me the house. You know, I had made payments on it, but he gave me the money, bought the place, and I started paying it back. And it's part of an estate, and it's in a trust right now, as we speak. It's not even in my name, it's in a trust. I won't have it in my name, but I do own it, because it's not my house. It's a temple, and it belongs to the people of the world that respect it. And those of you that were last night, you know, were there, and you can ask Lucille if I'm fussy. Somebody comes in with their shoes on in the house, I will physically throw them over the railing. That's how much protection. And I'm stuck to guard this place for who knows how long. But we've had many extraterrestrial visits there, and it's a very clear place. And when you start putting in a system in your house, wherever you are, you will link with this system as you will link with all different systems in the world. In the bottom of those, where those radiators in the bottom of those are rocks. We use local rocks to feed into the system. There are rocks from Sedona, Arizona in that system. There are rocks from temples in Athens and temples in all over Greece in that system. There's rocks in that system that came from the well that the chalice of the Holy Grail is hidden in Glastonbury, England. Physically, rocks removed from that well are in that house. That house contains a tremendous amount of energy. I mean, you could feel that. And it networks all over the world. When the Andromedans made this shift in 1993, they told me that they would shift a half a degree per year the Earth's magnetic field. And what would happen is it would begin to destroy all of the people's auras that are negative, and including them themselves. And by the year 2000, there would be a 4-degree shift of the Earth's magnetic field into consciousness, meaning that the people that would inherit the age of this Earth would be alive and well in the year 2000, and the rest of it would be dead. Okay? So this has happened. And so at night, when people that are greedy, like George Bush and people like that in the secret government, when they go to sleep at night, they don't get the same charge that we do. Before, we weren't getting the same charge. We were getting a negative dose of them. Now they're getting a positive dose of us, and they're either going to survive it or they're going to die from it. If they die from it, they will not be allowed to go into their heaven worlds. All religions will cease to exist by the year 2000. The Catholic Church will be a joke. The Baptists, the Jesus freaks, the born-agains will all be a joke. All religion will be destroyed by the year 2000. And the Andromedans are orchestrating this destruction. You can see it before your very eyes. And all systems will crumble, and the mark of the beast will be dissolved. The mark of the beast is now. It's in our society. You can watch it when you watch the O.J. Simpson soaps. That's the mark of the beast. Ted Turner instrumented that with CNN, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's instantaneous. If the Pope farts, you'll see it on television 5 minutes later. That's the mark of the beast. The exposure of everything. There will be no numbering of people on their foreheads. There will be no exit. There will be no extraterrestrials coming here, exiting this world. None of that will occur. Everything that you hear about is bullshit. The revelation is being orchestrated by the graves. Society, religion, negative prophets will tell you repeatedly that this is the revelation in the Bible. The Bible is a joke, and everybody knows it, but it's a perfect comic book, and it's a perfect description of this joke. When people lose their lives because they're not paying attention to detail in the next 6 years as it is now, what will happen is they will be launched out of the astral plane and they will not be allowed to reincarnate back on the physical planes. Only new souls coming up from the group oversoul will be allowed to incarnate. These souls will be trapped in limbo. They'll have no heaven. They'll have no hell, and they will bear witness. And this is called the Great White Throne Judgment Day. Pleiadians talk about it emphatically. This is going on now. This is why you talk about somebody that's in real hell right now. The president of North Korea just died of a heart attack. He's in hell right now, realizing his creation. And this country is going to go to hell until it gets rid of this nuclear threat. Things like this are going down, and there's no stopping it. Each hour as it ticks by, the vibratory planet, the vibratory frequency of this planet is coming online, and this planet will have less and less earthquakes and more quakes in people's minds. Okay? This is the second coming.
They're increasing the orbital revolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're raising it. Yeah. Exactly. It's not lowering, it's raising now. And you can see it. And it's, you know, the O.J. Simpson thing is going to be the most bizarre thing in history. And as soon as that's over with and that's finished, another incident's going to happen, just as big or not bigger. And it's going to be continuously like that until the year 2000. In 1995, the entire world populace will be aware of the Andromedans. Every single person on this planet will know of their presence. That's only 6 months away. Okay? They don't fool around. The first time they showed me divine intervention, they scared I run scared. I mean, you think I'm confident? I'm scared half the time. Not fear of dying or fear of anything, but there's a tremendous thought form about death on this planet. It's very negative. Don't get caught in it. Because people are afraid to die now. Because they know subconsciously they aren't going to heaven. They're not going to hell. They're going nowhere. Okay? So you don't get caught in that thought form. It's a very negative one. Just realize that eternal life is coming here to this planet, and we're all waking up in joy and bliss consciousness. So one night in January, 2 years ago, in 1989, 3 years ago now, time goes fast up there on the hill, they are said, we're going to show you one of the greatest amounts of divine intervention you'll ever see in your life. Because this is when they were beginning to teach me. It was in 1989 they began to teach me this. And I started my tape series, I think it was when did the Iraqi war? It was 1991, in January 15th. Lear had told me, because the Andromedans immersed me in politics. I hate politics. I've been a politician subconsciously, but I've mostly been a scientist and a musician. Now I was forced to go into politics, in the world of politics, where I'm very active. I just don't talk about it in my seminars. But a lot of politicians, people that you know their names, use our systems, including the Dalai Lama, as I was explaining to some of the people. These systems are used all over the damn place. Even the president of TM of America up there in his big mansion has got a huge system hidden away in a room, you know. They're everywhere because people are tuning in. So she told me all about the Iraqi war. She told me that was going to start in January. She told me why. It was a threat. It was more of this bullshit to take away our national freedoms. But you can't take away national freedoms when you can't take away a nation that's due to inherit itself, its own spiritual divinity, you know. So she told me, you know, brace myself in 1989. And how many of you were in the kitchen last night, that little kitchen where the sink is? Okay, I stood, she told me to hold on, and she backed me in to the kitchen, and I had to hold on to the sink, you know, and put my feet on the floor. And then she performed some kind of an action, I don't know what it was, but it discontinued. You know, what we were talking about, the Bohr effect. This is in your bodies, how 1 minute your copper, your hemoglobin is iron, you know, and it becomes a +2, and it becomes a +3, and a +2 is copper cupric, meaning that if you were to take a frying pan and you were to rub it and hold it up into the air, it would start to rust. That's the way your blood is. That's why it turns brown. But this is controlled by enzymes. This is the Bohr effect. It's a rhythm that keeps you alive. The frequency is generated from the pineal gland in the head. And when that frequency goes awry, then your blood no longer can switch cupric to copper, and you start to die and all the things that he was taught. It's all part of the death cycle. So the Andromedans came and they said, you know, because I know this and you're learning it, that right now we're here in this moment. There's nothing beyond this room. There's nothing beyond this town. Nothing exists beyond us. The only thing that's holding us in our individual places is tradition. Tradition being that once upon a time we were all one, now we've separated. Now we're all one again. That's the only thing that keeps us apart. There's no past, there's only the present, there's only now. This is the way the Brahmanas think, and this is the way it is. There is no guarantee that if I drop this, it's going to land on the floor. Maybe it landed, maybe it didn't. It doesn't matter. It did now because you expected it to, and expectation held this thing in place, in form, and that's why it hit the ground. If you didn't expect it to, it would disappear out of my hands. Christ used to use this power when he disappeared. When he stand in front of somebody, they start to stone him, he disappeared. Boom. At the well of Samaria was an example. Same energy, same teachers, same